All right. That's all you need to know, isn't it? Oh, and that's Smashing Pumpkins at Shepherd's Bush in 2007. So there you go. Welcome to the pre-show. 1-2-1-2-1-2. Testing. Very, very fucked up situation vis-a-vis the levels. And I can't really account for the change, but, you know, I'm able to adjust with the master. But where was he? I was having a problem. I was having a problem at the beginning of the movie, I think, or something this weekend. And it was just fucking distorted like a motherfucker. And I had to... In fact, the BSPs were telling me during the chat it was too loud. Something like this. World famous Phil Hendry show, and there it is. Yeah, the modulation's good there. 1-2-1-2-1-2. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1.
What is that noise? Jesus Christ, the noise.
This fucking room is getting noisier as the days go by. I saw a great fucking documentary that I really recommend. And I can't remember the exact name, but you'll be able to find it. It's pretty simple. It's Steve McQueen, Le Mans. It's a documentary about Steve McQueen's making of the movie Le Mans. Now, this is Steve McQueen, the actor from the 60s, white guy, late 30s, super cool, supposedly, you know. And he was a hell of a good actor. I thought he was a very good actor. But he made a movie in 1969 called Le Mans because he was a racing fan. And he wanted to make this film about the 24 hours of Le Mans. If you're familiar with the Le Mans race, it's a 24-hour race. It's an endurance race. And these fucking cars, I've never in my life, maybe I don't know what's been going on, but these motherfucking cars are doing 200 miles in 1969. 200 miles an hour, 220 miles an hour down the backstretch. These sports cars, they're not Formula One. They're not Can-Am cars. They're Ferrari, you know. I don't know what the fuck else they were driving. I kept hearing Ferrari, Porsche. McQueen wanted to make this movie. In the meantime, so he starts out to make a thing called The Heart of a Champion, something like that. And he goes to, I don't know, produce it or whatever the fuck he's going to do. Maybe he's proposed it. And James Garner has thrown in with John Frankenheimer to make a movie called Grand Prix. A lot of you guys may know that movie. And that kind of blows his project out of the water. I think the studio that he was dealing with said, nah, fuck it, you know, there's already a racing movie, something like that. Meanwhile, McQueen had a company called Solar Productions. He was partnered with a couple of people he really respected. And they were going to make this movie, and it was going to get distributed by a company called Cinema Center Films. So they had, and it was financed by this company, Cinema Center Films, $6 million to make. Now he says, now I want to really make this goddamn movie. I want to make it right, because Grand Prix was a racing movie with sort of a flimsy plot about some shit. I can't even tell you what the fuck it was about. You know, the pressures that drivers are under, and they lay there sweating at night, and meanwhile they got this piece of ass girlfriend who isn't getting satisfied. Some bullshit like that, whatever. But it had really good, had some pretty decent racing sequences. Now, Le Mans today is respected as one of the best racing movies ever fucking made. It's a docudrama, maybe more on the docu side than it is on the drama side. Maybe a lot more fucking great racing action than plot. And they didn't even have a fucking script. They get to France and they start to shoot this goddamn thing. And the documentary is all about how this great dream that Steve McQueen had began to fall apart, you know, before his very eyes. And he winds up having an affair. He winds up having more than one affair. And his wife, she winds up having an affair. He's got a couple of little kids with him. He's got the whole family over there. There's an accident. He goes out one night with the his female co-lead in the movie. They get into an accident. Everybody's fine, except for his production assistant gets a broken arm. But that's about as bad as it gets, but the car's wrecked, and Steve McQueen doesn't want anybody to know that he's been in an accident, so the studio protects him, and a little production assistant, he's the guy that takes the heat for it. Now, we gotta protect Steve, so you gotta take the heat for this fight. Seriously. Now, the director that's brought in is a director named John Sturges, who directed McQueen in Magnificent Seven and, I think, The Great Escape. He's really respected. He's a very, very good director. This guy gets fed up. As the script, they still don't have a goddamn script. All they do all day long is shoot different racing sequences. McQueen has hired about, I don't know, a half a dozen professional drivers as extras. These guys will drive the other cars in this mock Le Mans race. He was going to drive in the actual Le Mans race because he'd just driven in Sebring. He'd just driven the 12 hours of Sebring, which is in Florida. Am I right about that? Sebring, Florida, yeah. And what's the one in California? There's the goddamn 6 hours of something in California. Laguna Seca, maybe. Anyway, and he came in second. Steve McQueen and his racing teammate, Peter Revson, who would lose his life eventually, I think, in Europe or South Africa, I think. Peter Revson was the heir to the Revlon cosmetic fortune. He was the scion to the Revlon cosmetics. His dad was Charlie Revson, right? Charlie, remember that fucking, didn't they have a goddamn perfume named Charlie? I think that was Charlie Revson. But anyway, Peter Revson didn't want to have a goddamn thing to do with the cosmetic business. All he wanted to do was race cars, and he was a great driver before he died. He was a top-notch sports car and Formula One driver. But anyway, him and McQueen come in second at Sebring, and so they're ready to go. The studio won't let McQueen drive at Le Mans. No way. No fucking, are you crazy or something? What if we lose you? We lose everything. You know, when you get in an accident, you'll die. And in retrospect, it would have been a brilliant move to let him, because it would have really brought some major-ass reality to this movie of his. But then again, they didn't have a goddamn script, so they're going through this thing. They finally write. One of the writers said something really funny. He said, all right, I got you walking in the room, and she says hello to you. I would think you'd say hello back, right, Steve? And McQueen goes, not necessarily. He says, man, I knew we had a fucking problem then. Because if we can't get from hello to the next thing, we don't have anything written, we're fucked. So anyway, not that I'm going to go in a big thing, but it was a great movie because I've always been a fan of his, and I've always been a fan of racing. And to look at these guys trying to shoot a racing movie. Now, as I said, he had six extras as these drivers were brought in. One of them was a guy named David Singer. He also had Derek Bell. He had a couple of well-known drivers at the time. They were driving on the Formula One circuit. David Singer was not driving that much, but he had been. He was a noted sports car driver. He wound up in one of the racing sequences losing control of his car and turning it over in a field, and he had to have his part of his right leg amputated. And that just absolutely probably was the capper on the whole shit can experience of making this movie. And he didn't find out. It's really interesting. They're interviewing David Singer for this documentary. Now he's an older man, and he never knew. And they showed him, did you see this? A piece of correspondence from Steve McQueen to the production company. I think David Singer should get all of the profits from the premiere for him and his family. I think this would be the right thing to do. So we're going to have a big premiere, and that he should receive the profits from this. And Singer hadn't seen that. And he said, that's amazing. He said, that was that's a good guy. Of course, today we'd wind up suing the shit out of the guy, so we wouldn't have to worry about any goddamn premiere party. But back then it was like part of the job, I guess. Even losing your fucking leg. Anyway, I you should watch it if you like racing. I know a lot of you do, and I don't know how many of you are old enough to have appreciated Steve McQueen, but he was obviously a motorsports fan. He'd done his own riding in The Great Escape, motorcycle riding. He was a big motocross fan. And they interview his son, Chad. And Chad McQueen became a major fan of racing and a participant, and wound up breaking every fucking bone in his body. I mean, this guy, Chad McQueen, was probably, I wouldn't say more into it than his dad, but definitely sacrificed more, you know. It's just broke his arms, his leg, everything. I find the name of that goddamn thing, I'll tell you, but you can look it up on IMDb. It's about the making of the movie Le Mans. And then watch the movie. Because today, there's a lot of fans of that movie. They love that fucking movie. When it came out, it stiffed. It was, quote-unquote, mixed reviews. You know, well, it fucking bombed. McQueen didn't even go to the premiere. That's how unhappy he was with it. But it has aged well. And today, it's considered a real classic of auto racing. Not really sure. And they also interviewed the couple of the actors that were actually in the movie, you know, that were actually acting, you know, doing actor parts and shit. And they all said the same thing. You could tell he didn't quite know what he wanted to do with this project. Very good. All right, very good. I don't know who used to say that, but I had a friend of mine who used to say, oh, very good. Okay, very good. You know, Howard does that a lot in the air, doesn't he? All right, Robin, very good, that kind of thing. That's like a very mature way of saying, okay, let's move this shit along, you know? Chris Norton, Res Rod and Frass. Frass. Oh, it's going to be Res Rod and Frass. And Marie Le Pen, Klein's the Rod. The Rod of Power. Klein's Rod. Klein's Res Rods. Klein's the Res Rod's Rod. Rod's Rod. Be a sight. I'll be a sight, man. You know? And
pardon me.
Like, here is a... Anyway, you've seen it. There's a... boy, they got going... In this movie... I didn't know they got... I'm sure I heard the guy say, you're doing 248 miles an hour down the back street. 248 miles an hour in 1969. I don't know. See, these are Lamborghini, Mercedes, Bentley, okay. Ferrari. Is the major sports car manager Ferrari, Mercedes? Is that McLaren, Mercedes? They're Audi. Is the Audi team? Well, that's interesting. This is the Blancs Payne series, GT series. It looks like it's in England. It's one of those, you know, green pasture things with, you know, the road is... And then the road turns and, you know, the loveliness of it. They got an onboard camera, you know. The end of this month, if you're a single woman and you want to go somewhere with your girlfriends and meet really stinking rich guys, go to Monaco for the Monte Carlo Grand Prix or the Monaco Grand Prix. It's in Monte Carlo. It's through the streets of Monte Carlo. It's the first, I believe, the very first automobile race that went through the streets of a city. It was the inspiration for Long Beach and all the other fucking Grand Prix races in the States that came after that through the streets, like Miami, Detroit. And you go there, and you go to the casinos there in Monte Carlo, you know, get dolled up, whatever the hell, and just go ahead and whatever. Just, oh, gee, I dropped my chips.
Well, allow me, monsieur.
Monsieur, isn't that sir?
Yes.
Oh, you're a woman. You're on your own after that. I don't speak motherfucking no. What is it, mademoiselle? That's it.
I dropped my chips, mademoiselle. Allow me. My name is Gilles Grandel, and
you know. Then he'll tell you all about the.
My wife, she was like you, full of life, full of vigor, full of vim and vigor. You know. She died, unfortunately.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, a car went off the highway. She was an impetuous one. I loved her, but I knew that I could not hold her.
If you hear the guy starting to talk like that, it might be Prince Rainier. I'm kidding.
All right.
What are you doing, Henry? Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Where the fuck is this? Where the fuck is the Friday show? Well, there's latest episodes here.
Okay, I'm hitting latest episodes, the link. This is just something for my crew, my team, okay? And it's taken... Okay, now it's finally switched over. Latest episodes, and I'm back to today's motherfucking goddamn cocksucking show. Let me just go back to this again. It says latest episodes. Does that mean it's a link to latest episodes? Or is this just a fuck... Is this not a link? What is this? I lose it sometimes. I'm sorry. What the fuck does that mean? Latest episode. The latest episode. Okay. So that's not a link. All right. That's fine. Where do I go to get the latest motherfucking episode? Right here. Past episodes. Not latest. Past. I'm going to tell you something right now, and this is the truth. This thing, latest episodes, everybody is going to go to that because they think that's a link. And they're going to sit there, click it on that motherfucker. I don't give a shit if the last four are right here. They're pretty self-explanatory. I don't know. Forgive me. All right, now get past episodes here. All right, somebody hit that. Because all I want to do is look at the show log for Friday. That's all I want to do. That's the one thing my heart desires. I know I'm on a phone. I don't give a fuck if I'm on a phone because millions of people are on phones. So look where it brought me back to. It brought me back to this motherfucking page. Latest episodes. I just clicked on. So what do I do now? Oh, it's way down here. No, that's Bobby Dooley. See? This is why I lose my motherfucking temper, and this is why I go crazy. And it's like I'm speaking fucking English. And I will tell you this much, you know, I recognize that I come from a different world. I don't come from the world of web development. I come from a different world. I just come from a world where shit, you know. So now I'm on this piece of fucking motherfucking cocksucking shit page. I want past episodes as in Friday's show. Where's Friday's show? Do I hit this thing? Is this the magic button here that I hit? Or does this not link anything either? Bobby Dooley, at the end of the fucking page. Where do I get latest fucking episodes? I'm going to get fucking pissed. Now I'm going to go back, get past episodes here. I'll hit it again. Maybe I didn't hit it hard enough. Maybe the atmosphere was fucked up. Maybe this, maybe that. Latest episodes. Saturday. BSP chat. PSP only, Saturday Cinema. Click here for this goddamn piece of shit feed right now. But where are the latest episodes from last week? And if you think that I'm not pissed that I'm putting this on, fucking piece of shit, and I throw it in the garbage right now. This motherfucker is the thing that we have to concentrate on. Oh, well, you know, there's something. I still don't know where to go to get the last shows from last week. Latest episodes, I want that the fuck out of there, because that motherfucker doesn't do anything. Get past episodes here is bullshit too. So there's wasted money right there. So where do I go to get past episodes? Well, if I got any brains at all, because this motherfucking website isn't going to help me, I'll go to 2016? No, wait a minute. 2017. Maybe I'll do that. It says here, by date, categories, character. Let me tell you something. Here we have the last five episodes of the goddamn show. I got a thing here that says get past episodes here. Okay? Latest episodes. Unless I am looking for it, I'm scrolling down looking for the motherfuckers. You want to know why? Because look at this. This is the episodes that I was looking at here. They're in these square boxes and they're sitting there prominently. Get past episodes here. I look down and I'm seeing all these boxes of things. There are human beings, and then there's the world of the internet and developing websites. And as I said to every one of my developers that I've worked with, the one area where developers fall on their motherfucking faces, I don't care who they are. I don't give a shit who they are. They know nothing about the audience, the consumer, the way people use things. I don't even know if they do any research or if they do any thinking about it. I don't know what they do. Now, here's how it's going to look, and this is the way it ought to be. That's fine, but I got news for you. It's a piece of shit. It's going to work that way. Homepage. Uh-oh. I want to find last Friday. Oh, okay. Oh, latest episodes? No, I guess those are just those. I've been sitting there pulling my fucking dick for 5 minutes on that. Where do I go to... Oh, that's today's show. I don't want that. Wait a minute. I want to get a week ago Friday. Where do I find that? Oh, get past episodes here. Well, no, still stays there. It says, welcome to our media archive. Now, if you're rolling through, you see Bobby Dooley here in big fucking blocks. And I see the last week's episodes here in big fucking blocks. So people are not necessarily going to stop here for episodes. I'm looking at characters, categories. Then we have date. But nothing there that tells me about last week. But hey, this is why you buy the BSP, so you can watch me lose my fucking mind occasionally, right? Great. Edmonton 7, the Ducks won. 7-1. It was 6-0 in the second period. And in that next period, it's become 7-1. All right, man. Yari Curry, Glenn and Paul Coffey. Most of those guys are Edmonton Oilers. Yari Curry was... So watch the Derby. We had our... Oh, by the way, I'll announce it on the show. The winner, though, of the Paul Compton Memorial Poker Tournament, Don Olander, my buddy, and Don said he didn't expect to win at all. He said it was a mind fucker that he won. It was down to three guys. I dropped. Who else dropped? Carm, I think. Maybe Carm was still in it. Joe dropped. So it was Mike. Now, Ray was out, too. I think it was Mike, Don, and shit. I don't remember who else. But anyway, he wound up taking it. And I think, who won the damn... we also did a pool on the Derby. I can't even tell you who won that, man. All I know is, when I saw that mud, I thought, wow, game changer. No, you know. I was asking Ray. Ray is a... our friend Ray Bell is a trainer. I asked him, I said, what is a mud? Does a mud mean anything? He said... Not if they're a mudder, you know, in other words, not if they're a horse that can run in the mud. So that's where you got to know the history of the horse, and I didn't know diddly-do about it, so. Jesus. This is fucking unbelievable. Fucking unbelievable. I'm back in baby's arms. Let me see here, man. I want to find my... Okay. What, All right, man. You got it, man. You got it, big man. Not a problem, dude. Oh, okay. Jesus, man. Get out of here with this fucked up thing. Barkbox. My neck. Okay.
What's all this? Look at that. There's a picture of a dog.
We go to my downloads, then we'll be ready to rock this bitch. Just gonna get my downloads, you know. I haven't turned the back camera on, which ain't no great loss, I don't think. Wow. Look at this. Yeah, we got this. This thing's fucked up, man. This thing's getting old, man. Stricaster's had it. It's on its last legs. Is this... What is this, man? Just
this is Norman Lear.
Wait a minute. Yeah, this is Norman Lear. Hold on. What?
Pretty Norman on All of the Above.
It's called All of the Above because we're going to talk about all of the above. There isn't anything sacrosanct.
There's nothing too above us or below us.
Or below us. Well, certainly nothing too below us. But we have had guests you cannot believe.
Yeah.
Guests.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Amazing.
Yes. And America Ferrera.
Jared Carmichael.
Yes. Oh, Amy Poehler. How did we overlook? We didn't overlook Amy Poehler. I was saving her for last. And Charles Barkley, I was saving him for first, actually, because I didn't declare up first.
I get to hang out with this guy, and this is your chance to hang out with Norman Lear a little bit here and some of these great guests.
God, I wish I was you hanging out with Norman Lear.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. See? That must be exciting.
It's the best. I'm telling you.
Don't miss All of the Above with Norman Lear. Download new episodes every week on the Podcast One app or subscribe at podcastone.com.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Beautiful, baby. Beautiful, baby. The only thing I want to do here is this. All right, man. Well, no, let me go. There you go. Get that shit. Okay. Testing 1, 2. Turn this off. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
This is Norman Lear with my great sidekick, Paul.
Paul Henke? Paul Hinshaw? Paul Histamine? Paul, I don't know. It'll be fun to find out. All right. I think we're set. Can't get any worse. I'm just kidding. Here you go.